Blog Talk Radio.
Hi,
this is Shirley Ajayi. Welcome to the Shirley Ajayi Show at Blog Talk Radio. Today our topic will be military romance scams and internet fraud. The internet is so popular now, you know, like 10 years ago, it really wasn't all as popular as it is now. So, of course, the more popular it gets, the more people get on that are online, and, of course, the more crime. Now, I'm doing a fundraiser for an organization that I work for. And so I'm at Google Plus a lot. So I just happened to be there one day, and this person emailed me saying that they were, you know, a higher up in the military, and that they were, the wife was dead. She had died from cancer, you know, and a lot of other things they said, and that they were looking for a mate, and oh, they were so elaborate, you know. So I said to myself, and my first thought was, this is not real. But I was so curious, you know, I'm a very curious person. I was curious to know how this scam was going to play out. So I just played along. I had had experience with something similar to that, you know, like 10 years ago online. So I decided, okay, why not, you know, see what this person is doing. So they said that they were General Frank Gorek from the Air Force and that they were stationed in Syria. And, oh, you know, they were so miserable over there and they really couldn't talk a lot, but could they call me and talk, you know. So, in other words, I'm supposed to be there to make them feel better because they're in the war. And they gave me an email address where I could email them, and they just kept talking and talking and talking. So eventually what they do is they build up a relationship with you, okay? They woo you until they think they get you to the point where you just, you know, really in love with them. But it just wasn't happening with me. Because first of all, they're talking about he wants, you know, he said he wanted to get married, and that's impossible because legally I am still married even though I'm separated. So it really wasn't too much I could really, you know, go in that direction anyway. But like I say, my curiosity got the best of me, you know. So I kept the relationship going. Now, it takes them approximately 3 to 4 weeks before they finally ask you for money. Or, you know, something. So finally they claim that in order, he wanted to take a vacation and, oh, we could go on a honeymoon. I kept trying to tell the guy, I can't go on a honeymoon with you because I'm still legally, you know, I haven't finished my separation papers or my divorce papers. But he would not listen to me. So he sends me this letter saying that in order for us to go on a vacation, and this is supposed to have been from the United Nations, I have to give him something like $2,600, you know, because the general is such a high-profile person, and he must have insurance, and the insurance is going to cost me $26-something or the other, $100. And I would have to send that first, and then he gives me this email address where to send it. But the letter is what was so hilarious. The letter that he sent me, I mean, it seemed like a high school person had wrote the letter because half of the words weren't in order like they should be in a normal English sentence, you know. And then the date on it was like from a year ago. And, I mean, it was just a lot of stuff in the letter that lets you know that this person really didn't finish high school. So I said, this is really a joke. So I took the letter, and I sent it, some of it, to the FBI. I also went online, and I went to LinkedIn, and I looked up the real Frank General Gorick, and I noticed one little thing different, how this guy was doing this. There were two email addresses that were similar. The difference in them was a dot. You know how you can put your first name and then you put a dot, then you put your last name, and then you put a number at Gmail or at Yahoo.com. Well, that was the real Frank. This phony Frank, he didn't put a dot between his first and last name. He just had Frank Gorick, 56 at Gmail.com or whatever. Okay, that's just an example. So I noticed that. I said, obviously, this is what he's doing. He's using that little, you know, difference in the email. Because when I checked the email, the real Frank Gorick picture came up. Now, Frank Gorick is still married from what I know, you know. And he's about to retire because he's 57. But this guy claims that he was over in Syria, and his wife had died from cancer, and he was the real Frank Gorick. And he kept sending me little information about, you know, Frank Gorick, which you can get online anywhere. You can look it up yourself. So after a while, I just, you know, told him to stop writing me. But it pissed me off the way that they do this, and so I talked to this other guy. He's telling me about, that's how I found out the whole little thing that they do, about this other high-ranking official, but he was in the Nigerian army, and they were using his name to get women to send them money. So I didn't really believe him. I just said, how can women be that stupid, you know? And he said that the women, this woman had sent something like $5,000 to this guy, you know, and she was pretty pissed off when she realized that it wasn't the real guy. So then I went on different sites that they have online and asked, you know, and got the list of all the high-ranking officials who were being used in this manner, you know, and there's a whole list of them, you know, something like 25, 30 names on the list. And I said, well, they need to add General Frank Gorick's name on the list too, because they're using him. And I even wrote him a letter and told him that they were using him. Okay, so then they had Peter Pace, General Peter Pace on there of the Marines. They had him on there. They had a lot of people on there. These were the guys that they were pretending to be, you know. And unfortunately, a lot of that came from Nigeria. Nigeria got a lot of scam artists going there, and they use the American high-ranking officials to do their scam with. But then there are individuals, too. Now, that's with the military. You know, and they got a lot of stuff going. You know, a lot of women are really, I was surprised, a lot of women are so naive. And they, you know, sometimes you don't really know the Internet. I mean, I know the Internet pretty good. I even took courses in data processing years ago. So I can just about keep up, barely, but I can keep up. But a lot of women don't know how to use the Internet. And so they come up across this kind of stuff. And you'd be surprised at the kind of things that's really going on. So when I try to tell women, like I was trying to tell this one woman online, because they had this Peter Pace at Google Plus, and I know it wasn't the real one. You could tell by what he was saying, you know, because he and I never contacted any of these guys first. They all contacted me first, because I got something like 20,000 views on my Google Plus. Maybe that's it. You know, so they contacted me first, and the stuff that he was saying. And so I told the young lady, I said, well, if you do a little research, you'll know. He had her thinking he was still in the service, and he was sending pictures, putting them online and stuff. I said, well, if you do a little research, you can go to YouTube, and they got a thing where it's saying that General Peter Pace retired, you know, from the service, you know, and he's still married, you know. So she wouldn't listen to me, so she kept sending me emails and stuff like that. So I just told her, I said, I'm not going to send you any more emails because I already researched Peter Pace and I know that that's not the real one. But I'm just saying the women tend to be so stubborn about not listening to what I'm saying. I don't know what it is. I don't think that it did deliberately, but I don't think that they are really thinking. You know, maybe they just really don't care. But to have people sending money to the military people, I mean, you know, to me that's just really crazy. That's really crazy. And who got the? And then I read that it's been something like $75,000 in the last, what, year or two that's been sent to these military scam artists. That's a lot of money. You know, who's got the time and the money to be doing that? You know, all these different cases that they got. So that's one of the scams. And then you got the ones where they become your friend and, oh, they're such a fan. Next thing you know, they over in a foreign country. And, oh, they lost their money, and can you send them money? They need money to get home. You know, this one guy, he was working over in some parts of Western Africa. He was from Australia, and he was in construction. Now, all of them tend to be in construction, and all of them tend to be engineers. I've never seen so many engineers in construction with wives that are dead. I mean, I say, my God, all these widowers, you know. Of course, it ain't real, but and they can't get home, and they need money to, the truck got stolen or the equipment got stolen, and they need money to refurnish, you know, this different stuff. I mean, they have all kind of reasons why they say you should send them money, you know, and it's a lie, it's a big lie. Okay, you should never send money to individuals over the internet. You really just shouldn't. It just should not be done. Really. So you're going to have to do a lot of, you know, people are going to have to do a little research. A little research is all it takes to find out if this person is for real. And then this, the last group that I'm talking about is the group that send you phony checks. You know, I got one in my possession now. But this person, of course, after a while, I figured that the person was going to send a phony check. So I called the place. All you got to do is they send you a check for a large amount. Just call whoever is sending the check. Call, if it's on the check, it should be on the check to the left, upper left-hand corner, the name of the company. Just call that company and ask them about the check and give them the number in the upper right-hand corner, the amount and the date, and they'll tell you that either yes or no, the check is bogus or the check is good. So, you know, that's simple to do. That's easy to do. That's easier than the military one that's, you know, breaking the women's hearts and stuff. I mean, common sense. But some people don't have common sense, you know. I mean, obviously you can't deposit a check, a bogus check in your account. But see, the thing is, they might want to get your account number too. So that's another thing. You cannot give your account number over the internet or your credit card. You know, everybody should know that about the credit cards. You know, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. I just call it stranger danger. You know, that's basically what it is. So I'm not having a good time raising money like I should be, because I do enjoy raising money for my nonprofit that I've been working with since 2005 on the air. We even have a TV show. And people that come on the show make donations, you know, and then they advertise whatever their business is or their talents are. And so I've been doing this for a while. So I decided, I said, well, let me go online and see if I can. I even joined GoFundMe.com, CrowdRising.com, YouCaring.com. I went to all those different sites to see, you know, how they are raising money online. But you're going to always meet the scam artists, and they will woo you and woo you, and you having you think that they just so in love. And a lot of times they're just trying to get your money. That's common sense. I mean, that happens in relationships that ain't online. You know, when you meet a guy and first he's nice and generous, and then after a while you find yourself paying for stuff, paying for his car, paying for his car insurance, buying them clothes. You pay when you go out to a restaurant or to the movies. It didn't start out like that way, but it ended up that way. So you just have to watch that and pay attention. But most females, you know, they'd be so in love that they're not paying attention to what's going on, you know. Well, I minored in math, so math means something to me. The numbers count. So if after a while I'm adding up and totaling up all this money that I have spent doing this with this particular male, I'm saying to myself, this is not working. How much money has he spent on me? Oh, he's always broke, or he got to fix his car, or he got to pay his rent, or he's got to pay child support to somebody else. I mean, you know, you should pay attention, because sometimes you find yourself digging in your purse, digging in your wallet, using your charge card more times than you think. It can go either way, or it could be the man. You know, it could be a woman who promises she's going to find a job and she never does. And so she burdens you with all her bills, you know, whatever that she has. So sometimes you have to, in those kind of relationships, you have to learn how to compromise. But online, you do not have to put up with that. First of all, you've never seen the person most times. You're just chatting. You're just writing to the person. You don't have to do nothing. You are not obligated. I don't care how many times they say they love you. That does not mean anything in a chat room anymore. That's just bullwhack, okay? Mushy stuff, as I call it. And if you need love that bad, then just get you a dog or a cat or something, you know, really. Or start keeping somebody kids, you know. But I'm saying common sense ought to rule in these situations. They really should. Then, too, there is the pyramid scheme online, you know, where I was with this organization. I mean, I'm not knocking Five Links. Five Links is fine, but it was borderline pyramid, you know. The only thing I didn't like about Five Links was the people that were over me. I didn't like their attitudes, you know. I didn't like the way they acted. They acted like this was a 9-to-5 job, but it wasn't. And they were always getting paid, and you were always getting skipped. Or you're not doing it right. You hear you're not doing it right for too many years. If you've been in it for 3 or more years and you haven't moved up or you haven't made no money, somebody will tell you that, no, this is not working for me. You know, you give it a 3-year try. After that, you pull out. Sometimes it's just not working. It's not just Five Links. There's a lot of other companies, too, that do the same thing. So you have to really, really watch that. But I'm telling you about these Romeos online. I mean, they'll tell you how beautiful you are, you know, especially they have a picture of you. Oh, your eyes are so pretty. Oh, you're hot. Oh, you know, you're so beautiful. Oh, you're so sweet. Oh, I just love you. No, they're not in love with you. They're in love with your money, okay? So that's all I'm saying. Just be careful. Be careful. As careful as you can. And now we're going to take a little station break. Be right back. Now, about that finding out, I'm back. About that finding out about how to find out if a person is real, you just Google it. You Google their, it's a site where you can Google their email address and find out who, you know, who this person really is. And in some cases, you will be surprised because a lot of times they use other people's identity. They have a picture, like for instance, they have a picture of a white guy, and they're really from some other country, you know, non-white country. Not necessarily Nigeria, but it could be India, Pakistan, anywhere. And you just have to be careful about that. Because you really don't know. Sometimes they're just not who they say they are. And they will look up your credentials. Okay, this is Shirley Ajayi. You can listen to the Shirley Ajayi Show. That was by Imago from her album, Unspoken Thoughts, Oluwa. She is the creator of Imago, Unspoken Thoughts and Sounds. And I'm Shirley Ajayi. You can email me at theauraShow@gmail.com or you can email me at thesamirshow@gmail.com. I'm also the CEO of Samir a nonprofit 501c3. And we believe in healing through the arts. Until next time, we're going to say Odiba, which means see you later in Yoruba. Have a great day and stay blessed.